We've reported here on how many rural hospitals in this country are struggling financially. Last year, 19 of them closed, the most in over a decade. In Pennsylvania, in a small borough north of Pittsburgh, one hospital recently joined those shuttering the doors. Sarah Bowden from member station WESA reports on what the loss of Elwood City Medical Center means for the town and the surrounding area.
I am walking around the perimeter of the now closed Elwood City Medical Center. I'm at a set of automatic double doors. Of course, they're not opening.
Signs near all the entrances state that services are temporarily suspended and list the three nearest hospitals, each located roughly 30 to 40 minutes away. Towards the back of the facility, at an employee door, I see a woman leaving.
Hello. Can I help you? Do you work here?
Yeah.
Have they told you if the hospital's going to open up?
No, not.
In 2017, the medical center was purchased by the Florida-based AmeriCorps Health. But in late November, a broken CT scanner prompted the state to bar the facility from admitting new patients. 2 weeks after that, AmeriCorps closed the entire medical center. AmeriCorps told the Elwood City Ledger that it hoped to reopen the hospital in January. Then right before the new year, the company filed for bankruptcy. No one seems to know if or when the facility will reopen, and AmeriCorps isn't answering the phone. The situation has confused some patients of Dr. Beth Magnifico, whose primary care practice rents office space from the medical center in an adjacent building.
I think the community thought that the doors were truly padlocked, and we had to say, oh no, doors are open, we're here Monday through Friday.
But Magnifico says the hospital's closing presents challenges to her practice.
So I'm missing those x-ray services, MRI services, CT services that were at my fingertips for my patients. Now I don't have those.
No matter where you look, it's affecting everybody.
Patty Kuhn has a florist shop in downtown Elwood City.
They have to get new doctors. They have to go outside the area.
Kuhn arranges a bouquet of daisies and hydrangeas and says the medical center's closing was a shock.
But I feel like in the community of big hospitals, we were one of the few little ones left. But seems to be what's happening these days.
Populations across rural America are declining. That means hospitals have fewer patients and generate less revenue. Since 2005, 163 rural hospitals have closed. Rick Myers is the chief of the local fire department, which attends every 911 emergency in the borough. Myers says last year there were nearly 600 calls. Now that the hospital is closed, he says this puts a strain on first responders.
Somebody may now call 911 for something they may not have before because they could have just drove right up the street.
When Elwood City firefighters attend a medical call, it's their job to provide immediate care, but they can't drive anyone to the hospital. Instead, patients wait until an ambulance arrives. Without an ER in town, this might take hours.
Especially for somebody who needs a higher level of care immediately, that's a big difference.
In some instances, it's the difference between life and death. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Bowden.